Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home.
Late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. And that's the one for my new book, so I hope you check that out. Steve Martin is our guest. Hey, Steve, this is your 16th anniversary with us. How about that, buddy?
Man, it seems like yesterday.
I know. 16 years. We were just babies when this started.
Yeah.
But thank you for 16.
A lot of business transacted during those years.
Okay? That's right.
A lot of changes in the world as well.
Thank you so much for all the great time you've spent with us and all you shared so graciously and faithfully with us. And on behalf of my audience, I want to thank you for 16 great years.
Well, you're very welcome, Jim. It's been a pleasure for me as well.
And we can tell, and folks, Steve is, when I talk to you about No Chopped Liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, when I talk to you about people who continue to want to give back because they admire what you do so much, Steve is the poster child for that. And Steve, I thank you for that leadership. We're talking about, and by the way, that's profitpro.us, that's your website, right?
That's correct.
Profitpro.us. You can find his books there, folks, all the things he does for his clients. Steve, we're talking about making sure that your message and the message that people are hearing, your customers and prospects are hearing, align with each other. And one of the things that I point out in my book and I've been doing for a long time is that your message, well, let me back up and say this. In the age of the customer, there's no place for a seller to hide. If your marketing message says one thing, and your UGC, the user-generated content, the comments people are making about you say something else, you lost that war.
Absolutely, Jim. That's absolutely the case. And some of the latest research and trends on what's going on marketing and sales, particularly on the internet, is that there's a greater shift toward quality.
Mm-hmm.
So where price has been dominant for the past few years in all the price shopping and comparing, consumers appear to be moving more back to the fundamental of the quality of the service or the product that you're providing.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a real challenge for some of these businesses that may be focusing merely on being the low-price provider.
And if that trend is, if what you're describing is accurate, and I think it is, isn't that good news for small business?
Well, it certainly can be, because that's one of the places where a small business can shine.
Well, and
that's your opportunity to provide, differentiate yourself from everybody else.
We have to charge more, Steve, because we don't have the buying power. We have to charge more because we're not as efficient in terms of, you know, our unit cost for electricity and everything for sales and all those things, all of our incremental prices, those are all higher than big companies. We have to charge more. We have to get a higher margin than the big companies do. We don't sell it the volume they do. And so if you're going to do that, the only way you can charge more is if you sell quality. And if more people are wanting quality, that's good for small business.
Absolutely. Yeah, the economies of scale don't necessarily, you know, they can save you on the big purchase items and operations, but quality doesn't necessarily scale. So you have the potential advantage with a small business, local, regional, and even national or international to stand out. And one of the ways you can make sure you're standing out is when someone says that you're doing something well, go back to the old methodology of asking them to tell you why they like you, get their permission for you to write it down, and then post that material on your own website and your blog with their name, instead of forcing them to jump through all the hoops of going someplace else and writing something about you. Take that one step for them, and you're planting the seed of user-generated content by taking out some of the friction and getting it done.
Mm-hmm. And folks,
the old method.
It's an old method. Yes, Steve. How many times have we watched car commercials with Billy Joe Bob and Laureen being videoed, first time in their lives they've been on television, and they're sitting there saying, "We love this car company. They're the best company we've ever done business with." And my brother's in the car business. He said those things work.
Of course they do. They're human.
Right.
Some of the best research I've heard is about websites. You know, everybody's saying all this, buy from this, that, or the other thing, the big machine. But the reality is that people would rather buy from people
mm-hmm.
rather than from this nameless, faceless, personality-less website.
And see, this is where I devoted a whole chapter, Steve, in my book to putting an S on value. Because I think when you say quality, when you talk about quality, I don't think you just mean the product. I think you mean the quality of the relationship, too, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. And I think that's where the values come in. Yeah, I think the world is finally waking up to the fact that this discount, low-cost, no-name stuff doesn't necessarily cut it in the long run. They really do want to relate to people that they like and organizations that they like.
And more people, and here's another element of quality, Steve, save me time. And more people are valuing their time more than their money.
Yeah, absolutely, no question. And how do you save time? Well, you find a provider, a supplier, a store that you can trust, and you do your business with them.
Right, exactly. Hold on to that thought, Steve. We'll take a quick break, folks. It's Tim Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to be right back with Steve Martin. ProfitPro.us is his website. Tim Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. It's all that I have
left. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.